I think they've done a great job. You know, we rested, we let them sleep a little bit this morning, came in and had extra time in the classrooms, and thought we had a good session this afternoon. So,
does this game scare you more than any other game, given the fact they haven't won a game this year?
No, that's not a consideration at all. It's just it's our next opponent, and we don't prepare any differently for anybody, regardless of their record. You know, this is a National Football League. They're well coached. They're playing hard. They've had leads the last four games, and they just haven't been able to protect them. So, you know, this is our next opponent, and that's where our focus is.
He's kind of prided itself over the years on unfamiliar opponents. Your record the last 3 years against NFC teams are really good.
Well, it's the focus. It's the extra time. It's familiarizing yourself with the individual matchups, and then of course the scheme and such. So, you know, we got a lot of time left. You know, even though it's a short week, we still have we'll have a good session planned tomorrow. We'll have meetings tomorrow night, and you know, we'll be prepared for it.
You mentioned trying to get the running game going again. Is it a matter of the struggles the last 2-3 weeks more that defenses were trying to just shut down the run, or is it maybe tweaking some things schematically?
It's a combination of things. It's you know, it's not that we didn't remain committed to it, but or didn't intend to do it, but you know, we were put in a position to pick it up and throw it. It was good for us, but we have to get back. It's time, and it's what everybody's talking about this time of the year. You know, some people could do it, and some people can't. So we'll see.
How's Culpepper done since he's come back from being out?
He's improving in the system each week. He's more familiar with what they're doing. They're expanding the package for him, and you know, he's making all the throws, and he's becoming more familiar with their receivers.
You look at the chance that they've got some issues at the tackle position. The chance for you maybe to get to him and put some pressure on him, how key is that?
They do a very good job protecting him. In passing situations, they keep extra people around to help protect him, to buy him some more time.
Calvin Johnson's average per catch because he's getting open downfield or breaking tackles?
That's a combination of run after catch, but he's made some big catches down the field. Culpepper found him in the end zone last week against Tampa Bay, and he's consistently making the big plays. He's an excellent jumper, and you know, he can come down with the football.